To all of you, wherever you might be, here's to romance. With music of romance by Ray Block, his orchestra and chorus, songs of romance by our star Larry Douglas, our girl of romance, tonight's guest star, and words of romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance.
How'd you like the honor of introducing our feminine star, Marion Hutton, tonight?
You mean I could make like an Amici?
Sure, give it a whirl.
Okay, how's this? Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to present a marvelous, thrilling attraction, guaranteed to entertain you. So step right up. Don't miss that dazzling, delightful, delicious performer, Marion Hutton.
That was swell, but what happens now?
Oh, I thought I might saw you in half, Marion.
Oh, don't mind him, Marion. He just wants to be a cut-up.
Oh, say, how about a mind-reading act?
Okay, I'll concentrate. Uh-huh, I know what Jim and me are thinking.
Yes, of course Marion knows what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's time for Douglas to cut out the monkey business and let you sing.
A Cuban moon was shining up above, and we were both so very much in love. His shoulder made a pillow for my head. He looked, I sighed, we kissed. I said, good, good, good. That's you, nice, nice, nice. That's you, fine, fine, fine. That's you, sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, ooh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find the proper adjective of sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, nice, nice, nice. That's you,
street. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you. I never went to Eton University. Therefore, I have a limited vocabulary. And so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on your veranda. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. Fine, fine, fine. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Mmm.
Ray Block has fashioned a beautiful new arrangement of a favorite love melody you may have danced to in the not-so-distant past, Deep Night. Newest musical hit on Broadway, Carousel, supplies Larry Douglas with his next contribution. Larry sings the truly beautiful new ballad, If I Love You.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you. I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know. I love you. If I love you. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never.
Ripley brings you Believe It or Not. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man who never fails to amaze and astonish you. In person, Bob Ripley.
Greetings, everyone. Brave men in this war have won citations that all heroes deserve. They are the official honors given by the government. But to fighting men, there are certain other citations given by the men themselves for conduct over and above the call of duty. These medals are prized even more highly. They are, for example, three citations called, respectively, the boot, the fish, and the caterpillar. To such honors, I am devoting my prize-winning Believe It or Not tonight, and to the only man who has ever received all three of these honors from his fellow fighters. But first, let me sketch it for you. The time, November 1941, the place, an office of the Medical Division of the Army Air Corps. David Vespris, a young civilian, has just taken his medical, and now we find him.
Yes, Doctor? What's the verdict?
Sorry, son. You just missed.
You mean I can't get in the Air Force?
Not the United States Air Force.
Okay. So I'll try the Royal Canadian Air Force.
David Vespris did try the Canadian Royal Air Force and was accepted. Then in 1942, he was transferred with a number of other Americans flying for Canada to the United States Air Force. And in March 1943, he was graduated as a navigator on a B-17, the Flying Fortress. He was soon on his first bombing missions over Norway. And now on September the 6th, David Vespris went out on his 12th raid, the target, the most important communication center of Strasbourg. This big bomber settled down for the target run and then rang out that familiar cry.
Bombs away. Bandits at 6 o'clock. Alert all guns.
Aye.
Jerry, coming in at 10 o'clock. They're swarming all around.
You're on your own, men. Call them as you see them. We're in a nest of about 50 Jerry fighters. Veterans.
Okay, I'll handle this gun.
50 Nazi fighters swarmed around the big bomber. Four of them were shot down as the bomber battled her way back to the coast of France. Crippled badly, the pilot headed for the rough waters of the English Channel.
Pilot to crew, we're coming in on a belly landing on the water. Get ready to get out. Quick.
Right, but what do we do when we hit the water?
Get clear of the ship. Brace yourselves. We're coming in. It's choppy.
But look, Skipper, I can't...
Look out, boys. We're hitting.
Come on. Out through the emergency hatch.
Let's make it snappy. She's settling.
Over here.
She'll go in a second.
Over here. I'm out of the ship, but I'll need help.
Come on, Vesbris. Swim over here to the dinghy.
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. I can't swim.
David Vesbris couldn't swim, but he grabbed onto a life raft that was 13 hours later before he was rescued and sent back to England. After 6 weeks in the hospital, David Vesbris was reinstated on operational flying status. Two more raids to Germany, and then the fortress was assigned to another raid over Norway. After the target was sighted, the bombs dropped, the ship banked away, and...
Pilot to crew, listen, men. ACAC got us bad. Ship's out of flying control. All hands abandon aircraft. All hands abandon aircraft.
American flyer.
Who's there?
Shh, quiet. I am member Norwegian underground. Saw you jump from ship. Come, I hide you from Gestapo. But very quiet. You follow me.
Okay, Joe, but take it slow. Me, I'm a hurt guy.
We fix you up later. Come, quickly.
David Vesbris escaped from enemy-held Norway. And since that unbelievable escape, he has been returned to this country and is tonight my guest and this week's prize winner for the best, believe it or not, to come out of the war. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Lieutenant David Vesbris.
Thanks, Bob Ripley.
Lieutenant, tonight I sketched your amazing and brave career in the United States Army Air Forces. You are the possessor of 3 citations for bravery, which are not listed in any Army manual. They are citations given to you by the men themselves.
Yes?
May I look at them?
Yes, here they are. The fish, the boot, and a caterpillar.
Right. The fish, as the name implies, looks like a small fish, and it stands for what?
The fish is given to flies who land in the channel or on water and live to tell it.
I see. Now, the boot there, well, it looks like a small boot. Tell us about that.
The boot is given to those who made forced landings behind enemy lines and escaped to their own lines. I got that for Norway.
I see. Now, finally, the caterpillar.
When a flyer has to bail out of his plane, he gets the caterpillar.
I see. Now, Lieutenant Vesbris, I understand these citations are not official United States government awards. They are given by your fellow flyers, and so are a mark of special distinction.
Yes, you get a special kick when you know the men have given them to you.
Well, I also notice a handful from the government, too. Now, I see the Air Medal with the 3 oak leaf clusters, the Presidential Citation, the Purple Heart with 1 oak leaf cluster, the ATO Service Ribbon, the ETO Service Ribbon and Battle Star, and the Allied Service Ribbon. Well, congratulations, Lieutenant. And Lieutenant Vesbris, here's your check for $100 for tonight's prize winner, which you certainly deserve as the only man in the armed services to receive the awards of the boot, the fish, and the caterpillar.
Thank you.
Believe it or not.
Thank you.
We've a double treat for you now. A duet by Marion Hutton and Larry Douglas. Two swell voices, count them too. Marion and Larry sing, No Can Do.
Larry Douglas, you'll have to go hug us tonight.
Oh, baby, not even a maybe tonight.
What good is making demands? Honey, it's out of my hands. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. No can do, no can do. I want for you to go with you, but no can do. You like me, I like you. I like for you to Romeo your Juliet. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. The moon, she say to me, come on, come out tonight. I want for you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love, it can't be wrong, and so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like to do it, what you call it, pitch the woo. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do.
No can do. What kind of jive is that? No can do. Marion Hutton, what in the world can be done? Even a daughter ought to have a little fun.
That's what I keep telling them all the time.
Heaven was never so near, so why do I have to hear? No can do, no can do. Your mama and your papa say you no can do. I'm so blue, what's to do? I'd argue, but your papa wears a 10-foot shoe. You like me, there's no doubt. So why must you go in each time the moon comes out? No can do, no can do. The way we like each other, we should stick like glue. Here's one thing that mama and papa do not know. Love is like a plant and it can only grow when someone keeps on whispering, I love you so. But oh, no can do, no can do. Must I keep hearing that until you're 52?
No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do.
No can do?
Mm-hmm. My mama and my papa say...
I know just what your mama says.
How long more is that loafer gonna stay here already?
My mama and my papa say I no
Fireman Joe McGee, who married in tune, wants to be free. He bought a handsome love nest.
But his hairline's
fine. A fine smells like the firehouse. She wears a crimson skirt, a fireman's hat, red flannel shirt. Wrangles the bell and she's off, boys, in a cloud of confusion and dirt. Oh, the fireman's pride, the fireman's pride.
Won't get home by her fireside.
From all accounts, she'd rather bump
in the fireman's bed.
She leaps to the engine and clings to the hose. How she hangs on, nobody knows. Out comes the net and then over she goes. High up they throw her while she hollers, blow her, the fireman's bride.
Douglas seems to make romance more romantic than ever when he sings. Here's a case in point. Larry's interpretation of the sentimental hit from Up in Central Park, close as the pages in a book.
We'll be close as pages in a book, my love and I. So close we can share a single look, share every sigh. So close that before I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through. And when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground. We'll hold them fast. Darling, as the strongest book is bound, we're bound to
Forces Radio Service.